Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com or on the Facebook page. Look up the name, you'll find it, or you won't. Fuck you. Or go to YouTube and search Fancy Dan or Boygob. I've been labeling these as Boygob since we've kind of been using that as a brand as of late. But fuck that shit, Joe. How's your week been?
Well, I got this cap in the mail, and I gotta say, if you're not wearing one of these, are you even a fucking fan of DWM Productions? I don't think so. I think you can get them on Tob's site. Is there a link for that? No?
You can't get shit on my site for a while. I mean, you fucking can. I didn't take the link down, and I forgot to put a fucking, hey, don't buy shit for a minute, you fuck, but maybe sometime I will. Don't go into the website and fucking buy anything, please. So yeah, don't hit me up about fucking stupid shit right now. That should fucking be said. My tolerance for fucking maybe anything is extremely low. No, you're weak, Joe. I'm sure it was
better than yours.
Yeah.
A lot of work at the shop. Didn't do much. This weekend, I set up with Lloyd from Texas Frightmare Weekend and helped him out at a show that was just down the road at an expo center, like 7 minutes from the house. It was a weird little toy show. So it was only Friday and Saturday. And the hours on Friday were from 4 to 7. From 3 to 6. Real fucking.
That was probably just like the hardcore motherfuckers.
Right. Looking. It was for VIPs, and I didn't know they did VIPs at it's called the Retro Expo, and it was a toy show is pretty much what it was. I was expecting people with really, really retro toys, and there was a few like that. There was one guy that had those old fucking timey tin soldiers, had a bunch of that shit. And there was another lady with like the old, super old school easy bake ovens and stuff like that.
She got like comic figures and Transformers and shit.
So it was mainly people selling the shit that you can see in any comic book store. You know, there was one guy with records. There was one asshole with the Bowen statues. That would be me. And only sold one of them, but it was enough to make a
table.
No, I mean, I didn't pay for the table. It's just there helping. Thank God. But to pay for a couple of records that I bought.
Well, who'd you get rid of?
Doctor Strange.
That's man. Who? No one's gonna miss him.
Yeah, yeah. This guy was collecting all the Avengers. and I guess
I mean at this point everyone's an Avenger, right. So why yeah, the so fuck the whole not? Fucking,
yeah.
So East Coast, Left Coast, fuck you, the North Pole Avengers, fucking Haiti Avengers, go get fucked.
Yeah, well, why don't you pick up this Dr. Octopus here? I'm sure he was an Avenger at some point, but no, he didn't. But buy
only
it.
When he was in Spider-Man's body.
And everybody picked up the hardback copy of Marvel, The Untold Story, but nobody bought it. It's like they flipped through it and it's like, oh, this is words. You know, this isn't pictures. So they said, fuck it.
Do you still own a Man Thing trade?
No, I don't have that one. Oh, I don't think I ever had it. I couldn't.
Yeah, you the R.L. Stine one.
Oh, the Man Thing trade. Yeah, yeah. I can't get rid of that shit either.
Condolences.
Maybe now that Fear Street is a thing, somebody will buy it. It's from the guy that wrote Fear Street, or you know, at least his name is on them. I don't think he wrote them.
I ain't watching that shit.
So they had guests at this thing too. They had one of the Power Rangers. I don't know what color.
There are no colors in today's world, you fuck.
Not.
We made comics for fucking straight white boys.
An odd guess that they had to me was Jet Lucas, George Lucas's kid, was there. I guess he was in one of the movies. But the thing is like, what are you doing here signing autographs at 30, 40 bucks a pop when your dad can buy this whole fucking place, you know, just with his pocket change? It's just fucking odd.
Yeah, oh, I do it for the fans.
Yeah, I guess so. Or wants to feel like a celebrity signing autographs or something. I don't know. That was bizarre. But the show on Saturday started from 9. It went from 9 to 4, again, really odd hours, but a shitload of people turned out. There was a lot of people in that fucking place.
Did they turn you out?
No, they didn't. They did. That's probably good. All I did was sell that Doctor Strange. Didn't sell my ass or anything. But, probably wouldn't have been much of an interest in that either. You know? It's like, fuck it, Bowens. No, man, fuck that. I got this figure that just came out last year instead. I don't know.
They don't really do fucking Bowen shit anymore, do they?
No, I guess not. But I mean, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of cool ones. I'm keeping like the characters that I really, really like for myself. But it's just I have too much of that shit. You know, I got to get rid of a lot of stuff. You know.
But, yeah, I heard. I hear you. Especially after what's been going on. It's like, why do I have all this shit? Who gives a fuck?
Yep.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Shit means fucking nothing.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Hopefully when things settle down, knock on wood, hopefully they fucking do, get rid of a bunch of shit. And have some bank money, I guess.
Something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it. That was the week.
not gonna get into too much detail at all because, quite honestly, folks, it's none of your fucking business. I'm not gonna say my personal shit on this very public platform we're on, and you know, who knows, maybe down the road, but very, very serious and concerning health issue with somebody in my immediate family. They go into a very, very, trying to think of the words.
Invasive, I don't know. I don't know the word either.
Yeah, it's
but it's major. It's a major.
Major surgery, yeah. Major surgery, yeah. And then find out what's going on there and go from there. So hopefully everything is all right. Fucking life, son of a bitch. So this past week was all fucked up. I kept staying the night over there just to make sure everything's cool and I really wasn't eating and shit. And then my sister and Lori came up and got me a sandwich. And they're like, just have it so you have something to eat and you wake up in the night or something. I was just like, yeah, all right. And then I did. I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was a fucking, a chicken and mushroom, like, grilled panini sandwich thing. Mm-hmm. But this was hours ago. And I just like, fuck it. So I took a bite, and I was like, oh, fuck. That was awesome. So then I had that fucking great sandwich. But, you know, nurses and shit come and check in every hour, so you can't really sleep.
Yeah.
Or anything. So, I mean, whenever I was up and I fucking like, dude, anything, I could just hear anything and I'm up. I'm a very light sleeper because I don't want to get molested. So that's something I've always, I sleep with my shoes on and I sleep light. So, yeah, I forget what time it was, maybe 6 in the morning. It's like, ah, fuck it. I'm up now. Because they have like, it's a love seat, but in the middle there's a plastic table, and then you can hit a button and like a mat, the back of the sofa thing will come forward, and then it's cushioned on the back, so like the whoever the visitor is sleeps on that. So that's what I did, and I just got up to the bathroom, you know, to take my morning piss or whatever you do. I don't know if you wake up and piss. That's none of my fucking business, Joe, sure, but I do. So I went up, slid the door open. It was like one of those leather face doors where it slides and shit. Mm-hmm. And if we weren't in a hospital, I just would have went wham. We were in a hospital in a very, very part of the hospital where you just want to be very nice and polite to everybody. And nobody needs this banging door shit. So I go into the bathroom to take my fucking piss, you know, let out a fart, whatever you do. However, it wasn't a fart. It was just all liquid shit from that goddamn sandwich.
Those mushrooms, man, they'll do you every time.
I'm just, this is my life now. All right, this is how things are going for me. So I can clean my ass up, throw my fucking boxers in the fucking garbage, just a garbage can. You know, they have a biohazard thing there because it's a hospital. You're in a
right.
Fuck it. I don't even give a fuck anymore. Throw them bitches in the garbage and fucking throw it up. Clean my fucking butt cheeks off and all that. Luckily, my shorts were good. And, so we were there for another day. I think we were there for 3 days or something. I don't know. It all just kind of.
Yeah.
So I go to leave and fucking tire's flat in the parking garage. So it's hot as shit. It's like 90 something degrees in Houston. And then whatever it is inside this concrete fucking box. So I'm just there, like, you know, parking garages are all on a slant.
Yeah.
So I'm there with the shitty fucking jack that the car comes with. Just, fuck. Then I had to ride that all the way back to fucking the discount tire in my neck of the woods, which was driving with this donut on the highway 30 miles an hour and shit. Fuck. So, yeah, it was good so far to have these couple days. We've been back of semi-normalcy. Lori and I had an appointment to go check out this wedding place that I thought we were going to have to fucking cancel again because of this, which would be fine. I mean, that's what we got to do. But luckily, they were released. We got to fucking come back and have our days. They're in real high spirits about it. I'm the one fucking who's like taking it the worst, I would say. Mm-hmm. But as we talked about many, many times on our show, we're both fucking what would be the right nervous fruits when it comes to medical shit.
Yeah.
So it's not awesome, but I'm just I know a lot of people say that shit, but that is really the strongest person I know, and it's definitely showing now. But not me. I can't fucking, oh, man, I was crying so much this week. I thought when I was going to talk about it now, I was going to be like, Joe, I got to get a beer. However, I'm not going to be drinking for a while because I got to make sure I'm sharp and stay on it just in case anything happens. You got to
You got to be
able what to. You got to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's that.
Well, it's just anybody listening, I'm sure everybody here, you know, is cool. But when somebody says, hey, don't hit me up for a bit, you know, don't fucking text me or call or anything. I've got a family emergency. Fucking respect that. You know, just like they'll get in touch with you at some point and let you know if you need to know. But otherwise, don't be blowing up somebody's phone or shit like that when they're already going through a rough time. Yeah.
I mean, I understand like family and close friends and shit. Or just, you know, people dropping you a message. A few people did. I mean, I that was cool. Just about, hey, man, just I seen the shit. Hope everything's okay. Like, that's, hey, can I buy a Forever Face? I really need one. I really, really need. Why do you need one? Is that a house? Is that food? Is that substance? You fuck. It's a novelty item, you stupid prick. And I'm going through some heavy shit right now. You're lucky you, like, didn't find me somewhere. Because I don't want to hurt anybody. Because I'm pretty sure I could. I'm a giant fucking man. And if I got mad, like if somebody just came up and saw me and said that, they'd probably be fucking dead. I'd just, bam, just hit them. And I'm sure their head would hit the ground. And that'd be it. So to say that fucking pissed me off was a goddamn understatement. But yeah, oof. Now you're getting me all riled up, Joe, and just thinking of other shit that's
pissing me off. You need to get riled up. We got a lot of fucking movies to talk
about. No, yeah, because I had time to watch all these movies this fucking week. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, Lori and I, we were able to make our appointment, whatever, to look at the wedding place. So, we did it. We were supposed to do it last year on Halloween, but because of the good old coronavirus, that didn't happen. Luckily, Halloween does fall on a weekend this year. Unfortunately, it's Sunday, so that's
Sunday
kind of shitty for people. But whatever, fuck it, don't come. I don't know what to tell you, but I mean, I'm sure a lot of people on my side aren't coming because they're like, all my family's in Chicago and other states and shit, and I hate people. So you're the only friend that's might come.
Oh, I'll be there. Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. You're going to have to dress up like a pope or whatever. That's one of the stipulations.
I can handle that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But we put it down, so we're going to get married on Halloween and do that shit. And then just hope everything works out on the other end, because if you guys knew, Jesus Christ, think of like the worst thing. Oh, you don't laugh, you cry. Jesus Christ. But thank you, everybody, who did say this, hey man, thinking about you and all that kind of shit. I do appreciate it. Just hitting me up with dumb shit right now. I don't know. I mean, I got a little bit of work in today, but
you're just not into it, not there, right?
And I got other I got to make sure shit around the house is good.
Mm-hmm.
And like I had to mow and do, it's just, it's a lot. Like, if I would just, I'm not trying to fucking garner sympathy or anything, but if I were just to blurt it out and say, hey, this is what's up, I'm sure everybody would be like, oh, God, why are you even doing this right now, you fuck? So.
Yeah, it was questionable. I didn't know if you were going to want to record or whatever.
But. Yeah, well, I'm here. Didn't watch shit, but I'm here. But again, thank you, everybody. It is greatly appreciated. Let's just let's hope for the best.
Well, with that in mind, I did watch some shit, like as close to literal shit as you can get. I watched Bram Stoker's Shadow Builder. This is his, I would always see this one on the like used VHS shit, or when you'd go to like Hollywood Video or whatever, there was always a copy of this one there,
And now it had an eye-catching image.
It had like a red cover with like some demon face on it.
Yeah, but the layout sucked. Like the layout of it is like, I can't watch this. This looks like really fucking cheap. But that monster face is cool. But just looking at it, it's like, oh, you're not going to get me, you fuck.
Yeah, and it is. It is as cheap as you can get. It's got Michael Rooker in it. So I guess they spent some money for him. But he was at that point, and even now, he's not a big name outside of genre circles, you know. But
He was fucking, what's his nuts in the Henry? Disney shit? Yondu.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, he did that. But like Walking Dead, I think, put him on a different level with people. Yeah. And he's a fucking warrior priest or something, and he's hunting down this cult that summons a CGI fog, black fog monster.
African-American, fuck.
Yeah, whatever. But it's It's scared of the light. And it's after this one kid that's like, I don't know, part demon or some shit. I don't know. I really don't. It's like this movie is very, very forgettable. The performances suck. Everything about it sucks. Yeah, I don't remember much about it. Fuck it. Shadow Builder. I watched it on Fright Picks or something. Some weird ass streaming service that's all shit horror. And I was hoping at least for a laugh or something, but nah, it's got nothing. Nothing redeeming about it.
So I'm guessing someone saw the success of Dracula and was just like, let's see what we can grab.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
And I'm sure this is nothing like that story. Whatever. I've never read Shadow Builder. I've only read, aside from Dracula, one other story that he wrote about rats or some shit. But this one, it kind of tripped me out because it looks like it's going to be, it moves into a direction where you think it's going to be like a kid horror movie, you know, like in the lines of Monster Squad or whatever, but with no budget. And, you know, that's fine. Okay, go ahead and do that. But then all of a sudden,
a bus full of preschoolers get raped and thrown off a cliff.
Well, all of a sudden, the town goes crazy because this shadow builder, he's infecting people's souls, man. He's making them shadows.
So what? He's like the sun and he just stands at different angles?
Well, people are rioting in the street and then all of a sudden bitches are just taking their clothes off and dancing on fucking street lamps and shit.
How are they dancing?
Oh, you know, how they dance.
Like street Ted? Lamp
dancers, you know, like fucking Fred Astaire. They were dancing like that. It's just with their tops off. Not a good movie.
Not a good reference either. I don't think we have 80-year-old men listening or watching this.
Gene Kelly, then.
Oh, shit. You know what they play a lot on the Griot? Bojangles. A lot. Like every twice a day, probably. Every time I turn that on, it's either Fred Williamson shit, which is awesome, or Bojangles. And one time they had a Black Mama, White Mama on there. Oh my God, there were so many blurry pixels all over the screen most of the movie.
It's a good movie.
So I'm guessing from what you said, Bram Stoker is an author.
Yeah, he wrote Dracula.
The original.
The first Dracula novel.
Right on. So is he as good as Stephen King? I can't even finish.
No, like a lot of
Dracula, no one is.
A lot of Dracula is pretty boring. You know, it's written like in the style of correspondence where like
Dearest Bedelia.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch.
Arrived at the Count's house today, you know, and it's like that. You know, so it's you gotta get acclimated to that style, which a lot of people wrote like that at the time, but there's like you could cut half of the book. A lot of it's unnecessary. There's a whole lot of shit that just fuck, this is boring.
like I've never seen that Bram Stoker's Dracula movie, but now that you say the book's like, I can definitely see that movie being some old tomato ass fucking bullshit, like how you described. Is it like the book like that?
In parts, yeah. They like introduce a lot of stuff like that.
Keanu Reeves is probably sitting down in a fucking candlelit room with a quail egg or a quail feather, whatever the fuck.
It's a piece of shit, the acting, but it's a beautiful looking movie, and it's got some kick-ass effects in it. It's kick-ass to look at, but it's funny. I know funny
the part you like.
Because everybody is awful in it. Winona Ryder, fucking the guy, Anthony Hopkins, he's just like, just hamming it up the whole time, and it sucks. But it's much better than Bram Stoker's Shadow Builder.
How many Bram Stoker? What a fucking idiot. I'm having a stroker. Oh, Bram Stoker's movies are there?
Shit, not many, because he didn't really write a whole lot. There's one. Well, shit, the one that I reviewed, that Mummy movie that I reviewed with Lou Gossett.
Oh, The Mummy's Kiss.
Something like that. No, not that one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Even The Mummy's Kiss, Second Dynasty. That's John Carl Buechler or whatever that did Buechler that did The Mummy. But we'll get to him later. Yeah, because I saw another one of his masterpieces as well. But we'll get to that.
All right.
What'd you watch, Tom?
You ever see Switchblade Sisters, the Jack Hill classic?
No. I do like Jack Hill's stuff, though.
Me too. That's why I got this. It was part of the Camp Arrow Video 2 sale.
I think I avoided that one because it's one of the movies that's beloved by Quentin Tarantino. So I thought, nah, I'll pass.
it's good, not great. The lead actress in the lead, it's kind of hard to say. I guess she's the lead. Wasn't the right pick for the lead. It's about a teenage girl gang who's still in high school. So you got like all these little high school kids were street toughs. And the whole time she's just delivering her fucking lines like this, talking through her fucking teeth. The whole time. So that sucks. And she doesn't look intimidating or anything at all. That part was just not cast well at all. But besides that, it's pretty good. Like, it's your typical 70s exploitation movie, but I mean, it has all the stuff you'd want there.
Like rape and
yeah,
murder. And
yeah. it's not politically correct to say now, but a D-word female jailer, what are they called? Prison guard or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they got those in there.
Correction officer. A trucker. Let's just call her a trucker. So you don't say that D word.
Yeah, and they just have a lot of language that you just couldn't get away with today. And every time they'd say something, I'd go. So there's a bunch of that stuff in it. It's I don't know. It just doesn't have the whole. It's good. It's not great. I'm not selling it. I'll probably watch it again, but I think you'd like it. But I think you'd probably, it's missing a little something. I don't know what, but
yeah, it's weird. It's always been on my radar to watch, but yeah, like a lot of that shit that I guess Tarantino had like a label at one point on VHS or whatever, and that's one of the ones that he put out. And like, I don't know, I had seen a couple of them on his label, and I was like, nah, fuck all this. And didn't want to watch the rest.
Yeah, this one's just hard because, like I said, it's like a little kid street gang. And you just smack her in the fucking mouth. Not that I'm condoning fucking hitting women and shit. But like if this little girl with a switchblade's coming up to you and shit, you just fucking pop her in the fucking mouth and say, what are you doing? And then I guess because there's a bunch of them, because, you know, they're a gang and they come around you. It's like you're supposed to be scared. But then it's like that old joke. How many kids do you think you can fight at once? And what if they're girls? It's like, come on.
Is that an old joke in your community?
No, it is. I guess it's not a joke. I guess it's just sitting around bullshit talking.
One of the things you and your friends pondered.
How many kids can you murder if they were all coming after you? But, yeah, I mean, so that kind of takes you out of it. Maybe they should have done it in college. Like, a lot of these don't look like they'd be high school kids, except the lead. Yeah. There's, like, one broad with a fucking eye patch. It's like, what the fuck's going on here? But it's worth a watch. Good, not great. Fuck you. What'd you watch?
I watched the second season, or finished the second season, of Sacred Games, which is an Indian show on Netflix. It's one of their
kind of Indian,
you know, the convenience store variety, hotel or motel variety, not hotel. But yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
You know, a lot of chutney and fucking whatever spice they use to a whole lot. It's a wacky big storyline that takes place in the past with a mobster just rising up through the ranks of the Indian mob or whatever. We'll get to the Magia later, but it's also like takes place in modern day with this cop that's dealing with corruption and there's a terrorist threat going on and there's like a fucking cult involved too. And so there's a lot of shit. It's really, really good, but it's all in Indian. So if you don't like subtitles, fuck you. You're not going to like it. But I dug it. I really liked it. And I liked that it's only two seasons, that they're not going to keep going on and on for like 5-7 seasons. And it gets real shitty. And then you end up disappointed in a show that you really liked. And that tends to happen like with all that shit, like Game of Thrones, like that their last season was just fucking complete horse shit. I think it's been a lot of shows like that. They fucking overstay their welcome. Two seasons. That's it. You can finish it up. Two seasons and you're fucking out of here. Or Creepshow. Do no seasons, you know, and then we're good. You know, we don't need that shit.
Yeah. I got no interest in that shit after the first season I watched. But I have a question about Sacred Games, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You said that this was subtitled. It wasn't dubbed?
No, it's subtitled. I don't know if there's a setting. The Netflix does have settings on some of their foreign stuff that you can watch it dubbed, but I always just read the subtitles.
So it was like in Hindi?
Yeah.
What'd it sound like?
I don't know. I was reading the subtitles. I couldn't.
What'd it sound like, Joe?
I know you always want to be insulted.
You were about to. I heard it.
We have a lot of Indian listeners, Tom, and I don't want them to be upset.
Don't you assume. Don't you assume.
I know we do. I know.
Don't assume. You don't know what people are.
They're all over the boygob.com.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, so what'd you watch, Tom?
I just want that one dude to start protesting the show. It's his name, Harry Kondabalu, or whatever, that fucking dick sucker who made that fucking Abu documentary. It was what a little bitch that guy was.
He probably feels victorious now, but it really had nothing to do with him.
That shit was so ridiculous. Oh, fuck. I mean, I watched Champagne and Bullets / Gideon / Road to Revenge 2 weeks ago. Did you happen to watch that, Joe?
I watched that today.
Did you?
I did.
Let me ask you a question. You think you're going to be able to explain the plot of this movie without saying what happens in the whole entire movie beginning to end?
No. I'll say this. You know, this is a movie, as I'm watching it, it's like, okay, this is going in the for sale box. But then I'm watching it more, and it's like, you know what? I'm keeping this one. I'm going to watch this again at some point in the future.
And there's three different cuts of the movie there's on that.
Three different cuts on the Vinegar Syndrome recent release.
Because this is the third title and the third cut it was released under for such an awful, awful, like everything about this movie, why it got made, how it got made, the finished product.
So that's another thing. It's like, and you know, I don't give a shit about special features or anything like that, but I do want to hear the interview that they have on there with the John DeHart, who was writer, producer, director, singer, actor, everything. This movie's a vanity project for this guy.
This movie is the vanity project.
Yeah, to end all of them. And it's just like, this is a guy that had money and obviously a lot of cocaine lying around, because Wingshauser is coked up through it. That's no surprise.
That's no surprise. What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that fucking wedding scene. It's like he's jerking off, you know, playing pocket pool. And yeah, and that funeral scene too. It's like, fuck, like he's, you know, brushing flies off his face or something. And William Smith too. William Smith looks really, really coked up throughout the movie.
Hey, remember that time in the movie where he spanked that girl?
Yes.
And then smelled her buttonhole?
And it's like, was that scripted? You know, I'm certain that Wingshauser scenes were not scripted. Like, he's making that shit up as he goes on. That scene where he's tearing into the two guys at the bar was really, really funny.
Fuck my wife.
Yeah. There's a scene where the heavies go in to rape a bartender. I don't think that's what they were there for. They just decided, hey, let's rape this bartender. There's a scene where they pull her over the bar and just throw her, and she goes fucking flying, man. That's like, holy shit.
I like how you keep saying bar. Like, yeah. This is an actual bar and not just Mr. DeHart's basement. Because that's what it was. I listened to the commentary track.
Yeah, well, in the movie, with movie magic, it's a bar where you can, you got live performances, you know, you can go up there and sing a song because they know the songs that you sing, like the Shimmy Slide. Yeah, so
can you do a little impersonation of Mr. DeHart singing and dancing to his?
I don't remember the lyrics.
You gotta do
this.
Do
is the Shimmy Slide.
No, you're doing too much.
He's got
he sprained his back, so he was unable to move when he shot that. And that's why he's just.
So the movie, Let Me Give This a Shot, is about
an asshole.
Two guys that were kicked off the force.
By no, not at first.
One of their partners.
They're still on the force at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah. Well, but I'm trying to explain the whole movie.
Okay, I gotcha. Good luck.
Later on, they're chauffeurs. They just hang out at a bar in a basement.
One of them is. Mr. DeHart is a chauffeur for his girlfriend's mother.
Right. Who the girlfriend had run away. She broke up with him.
Is a very old whore.
Run away. And she got involved with the satanic cult, who happens to be led by their old partner that got them kicked off the force. He's also a judge now. And
he's the most evil man ever.
Yeah, that's introduced early, and then we come back to that maybe an hour and a half later. In between, it's just, I don't know, a lot of filler.
A lot of drinking champagne and there is at fucking ladies naked.
There is a lot of champagne in it. I'll give them that. So this title is really good. And yeah, there's a lot of nudity. There's some, you know, the lead actress, she's really attractive, but there's nothing sexy about any of the scenes that she's in, because one of John DeHart's songs will come on. And those songs just fucking had me cracking up. They were so bad. They were fucking bad. Lyrically and vocally, he's horrendous. He's probably worse a singer than he is an actor. Like, he's got no emotion. He's just like dead-eyed in every line that he's saying. It's horrible, but it's horrible to the point to where, like, holy shit, this is like a different kind of gold here. You know, this is some strange level shit, man. Yeah. And then it turns into a revenge movie. There's
the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. There's one scene where they're just sitting there in the sunset and this whole fucking song plays, and you just see like the silhouette of them talking, and they play this whole fucking 3 minute song. That's,
and remember, all the songs in this movie, all of them are all sung by Mr. DeHart.
He can't throw a cinematic punch for shit.
Oh, come on.
And they'll have the punch noise, you know, when he hits them. But he does get to sell some jokes at his favorite Italian restaurant.
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
He does the soliloquy from Hamlet in one scene. Really bad shit. Really, it's fucking. But you can't stop watching it. It's amazing. It's definitely next level shit.
Yeah, I was pushing this pretty hard on you.
Yeah, you were right. You said you'd think I'd like it. Yeah, you're right. It's fucking garbage. It's like the guy. It makes Andy Sidaris's movies look top tier. Yeah, and it's like, I think that's what he was going for, like a Sidaris type flick. But nope. Nope.
Yeah. Coincidentally, because I listened to the commentary, he saw, what's that movie? Vice Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And he really liked Vice Squad. So
he pulled in wings.
Yeah. So him having his money and because this guy just seemed like a real fucking dildo, man. Like on the commentary, he was talking about, oh, I just go to the Hollywood Polo Club, and that's where I'd hang out. They would treat me so well. I'd have the best table in the house, blah, blah. Just a real fucking pickle kisser. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd hang out with the guy, but I wouldn't.
You posted a picture earlier. Was he a lawyer?
Probably still got
his money? Okay.
Just watch what you say, you fuck.
Yeah. This isn't my show.
Yeah, I watched this many, many, many years ago. It was part of the first shit fest that we did over here. I found it on the good old IMDb boards. Rest and Empowerment, IMDb boards. Those were great, man. But I guess now that you got Reddit and shit, you can just find a fucking thread there about whatever movie or shit you want to talk about. But the fucking IMDb message boards were great. There was a lot of fucking garbage. But if you wanted to talk some movies, people were there to talk some movies.
All message boards were great. Message boards were kick ass, man.
Yeah, this is highly, highly recommended. This is one of my favorite fucking quote-unquote so bad it's good movies. But I mean, it's just a fucking piece of shit to laugh at.
It is. It is funny. And at first I thought, there's no way this can be that bad. This guy made this movie as a joke. But then you're watching more and more. It's like, no, this guy, I think he's just a rich guy that wants to do everything himself.
And he loves himself.
Like, this is my masterpiece, just to show to all his friends. You know, he probably rented out a big ass theater to premiere it at, you know, and probably everybody was kissing his ass, telling him what a great movie it was. But he never followed it up with anything.
No, I mean, luckily the lawyering took off. So that was nice. But I never thought I would see hold that box up again and just open it up while I talk. I never thought I would see a release like this for such a fucking garbage movie. Like, that's some thick ass cardstock of a slipcover, and then you pull it out and there's like a fucking poster in it, three cuts of the movie, and all these special features. It's ridiculous. Like, a movie this terrible shouldn't have all this fucking shit to it, but it does. This is like probably one of the best Vinegar Syndrome releases there is. It's hard to say it's in the best or even in the top five, because they put out the four Rudy Ray Moore movies and Jack Frost. So right there, it's just like, but it's pretty close. It's pretty fucking close. When it was first released, if you were on the page, I said, go buy this. Don't even look it up. Just go buy it. Nobody did, but you probably fucking should have. So these are limited. They're doing one run of them, and that's it. I think it's going to be like $30 plus tax, probably somewhere right below fucking $34 to get it shipped to you. Sounds like a lot, but I would say it's well worth it, especially with three cuts of this movie. And spend a little extra, get yourself some beer, have your buddies chip in, pretend it's a fucking pay-per-view, and everybody just chip in some fucking money, get some pizza, get some beer, get some marijuana cigarettes where it's legal, and I think you will have a fantastic fucking time with this movie.
Your Vinegar Syndrome, if you're going to, there's conventions every weekend now for till the end of the year, I think. If Vinegar Syndrome's set up, chances are they'll have it. That's where I picked mine up at a convention a couple of weeks ago. That's a good area to buy your shit from them, because their chances are they'll be running a special. Like, if you buy two, you'd get a different price or something.
And I like how you said, there's a convention every weekend. Forgot to say, when I was in the hospital, all the nurses kept saying COVID is back, and how rampant it is. The emergency rooms were filled up. 7 hours was how long we waited when we first went to the emergency room to see what was up, and then to get ambulanced away. So, and there was, it was filled 7 hours, all the emergency rooms. The rooms were taken up. Stretchers were lined up all fucking over, and then the waiting room was full. And when we were in the hospital, we were just casually talking to the nurse and shit, and she used the term doomsday. So just everybody, I'm not telling you what to do. You live your own life, do what's best for you. I'm just relaying things that was said in a hospital and things I've witnessed. So there you go. But Joe's a fucking 84-year-old man, and he had coronavirus, and now he has a stupid fucking hat on. So, people, do what you want to do. But Champagne Bullets, Gitavan, Road to Revenge, Highest. This is kind of the movie that I started this podcast for, was to talk about shit like this. Like the fucking great garbage ass fucking movies. So, this is it until they fucking there no one's ever gonna fucking release what is it, Don't Play With Me Part 2, because it was just one dude. Like, this might be the biggest vanity project. It's one dude with like his home big VHS camcorder from the 90s. He's like running out of frame and then doing his acting and then running back to turn it off and shit. And not all that's edited out. And it's just like him doing karate shit on like piles of dirt and stuff. It's fucking great. I'll show it to your, get you a copy sometime, but that's probably my favorite bad movie. But Road to Revenge might be second.
There's a scene in this where DeHart is about to do some fucking, and he's putting a champagne glass down somewhere, but I guess there was nothing to put it on. But you see another hand from somebody in the crew come and grab the grab the glass.
And you like how the scene in the bathroom where or where they're in the bubble bath or whatever, and the lady's on top of him, and then they have their whole thing, and then the whole thing plays again, but from a different angle.
Yeah.
I fucking love this movie. Fuck, I was going to watch it again, but I'm just like, I didn't watch shit this week, so I might as well pop Switchblade Sisters in. I remember this movie. This is like, would have been like my eighth time watching it if I would have done it again today. But like originally called Road to Revenge.
Which Road to Revenge has the best poster for it. That I've seen. Yeah, he's in that black tank, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, this, I mean, just fucking get it. Even if you got to get it other ways, Champagne and Bullets definitely is the best cut of the movie to watch. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, all the nude, like, that's really what it is. There's a lot more nudity in Champagne and Bullets, but it's all awkward. And, like I just said, they play the same exact scene twice in a row, but they had two cameras set up. So instead of like taking shots from each and cutting it together, they play all the footage from one camera start to finish, and then they play all the footage from the other camera start to finish.
And like I said, I mean, the woman, she is very, very attractive. She's got a nice body and everything, but there's nothing erotic about it because those songs come on and you're just so distracted by his voice and how shitty those songs are, man.
And he looks much older, and
like, yeah, he looks like they
wouldn't be together.
Right. Like, there's the times only when he turns and he looks like Bill Murray, you know, so he's got that kind of ugliness going on.
With a mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to see him in court. I'd like to see how.
Well, his little flyer said that he's able to go in front of the Supreme Court. So, I mean, he must have done some fucking lawyering or schooling or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I can't say enough to go fucking watch this. I'm sure, I don't know. I think I found it. I don't know where I found it. I've seen it so many years ago. Ah, shit. Yeah, go buy it. Go fucking buy it. I did a search
for Champagne and Bullets, and I couldn't find that streaming anywhere. But I didn't look under the other two names. Get Even and Road to Revenge.
No, it's not called Get Even. It's called Gidevin because he forgot the fucking space and he just sent the fucking VHS art out like that. You fucking... Look, you're a fucking lawyer. You're supposed to fucking dot the I's and cross the T's and you forgot the space, you fuck. What is this, a Bouchab show?
Well, you usually have people do that for you, but then he would have had to have credit them instead of just himself.
Oh, fuck. And this isn't like this is a cheap movie. It is. It is. A cheap movie, but he spent some fucking money on this shit. Cost
some bucks to make. Yeah, I mean,
like, it was shot on film, so right there.
Yeah, that's an expensive process. Yeah. And while Wingshauser and William Smith are not big names, they're big enough to command a price. But I'm, like I said, I think I'm more than sure they were paid in cocaine, which they were just doing on set every fucking day.
I mean, maybe. I'm not sure what the currency rate is for something like that, but yeah, Billy Smith is pretty great in this. All, like, dude, like him just sniffing that chick's butthole. It's just like, wait, what? Because he's like, he smacks her at first. Fucking, we're gonna talk about this probably. We're going to keep going back. It's going to be like Mortal Kombat. We're just going to keep fucking talking about it. Fucking, so Wingshauser loses his job because at the beginning, it's the beginning of the movie starts out. It's fucking Mr. D. Hart, Wingshauser, and fucking Bill Smith. They're fucking cops. They're wearing like windbreakers. That have like cops spray painted on the back or something. It's like really cheap garbage clothing. And they're just like out in the middle of the woods, like a very, I don't want to say the woods, because when you say that, you think of like thick trees with big trunks.
No, these they're just are, in a field.
Yeah.
They're in a field that has some trees on the skirt, on the
edge. It's like those weird plants where it just looks like twigs are growing up high out of the ground, so it's like that, and then like a real broken down trailer in the middle of it.
They're weeds that get, you know, that fucking grow big enough that they turn to trees, so it's those kind of trees.
So they go to this cocaine manufacturing plant inside of this broken down trailer, and they have a shootout. Turns out Billy Smith is in on it. He shoots Wingshauser, and, you know, instead of the two against one thing, like, no, our story's corroborating. He obviously looks like an evil man. No, 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 they get blamed for it, so I guess Wingshauser shot himself. So they're all kicked off the force now. And in the meanwhile, like Joe said, Billy Smith becomes a judge and shit, but man, he's just, he's so evil in the movie. He's just about, okay, here's where I was going with that. So Wingshauser's life is falling apart. He fucking gets bills in the mail. He has money for bullets, but not the bills. Yeah, so he holds the fucking bills up, puts his cap gun or whatever. Maybe it's probably a real fucking gun.
It looked like a little Derringer, man. So I think it was, he was legit shooting those things.
Yeah, I don't think they were squibbing up the paper. Mm-mm. So they're fucking, he's just holding up pieces of pshoo, pshoo. And then he's drunk on the couch one night. His wife, ex-wife, said, oh, I need the child support. He's like, I don't have it. I'm going to teach you this time. So she like fucking rips her shirt open and smacks herself in the mouth and calls the cops and says, he's cheating me. He's going to kill me.
That happens pretty often.
So she runs out. The cops fucking take him away. And it turns out that she's working as a hooker for Bill Smith's character.
Small world.
And she said, oh, yeah, I brought up your name to Wingshauser. He says, what? And just pops her in the fucking mouth. She takes a tumble. And at that point, that's when he pulls down her panties, spanks her ass, and then smells her butthole.
And then he's going to make her give him head. But then we cut to a different scene.
Fucking great. This movie is so goddamn ridiculous and just.
But we know he's evil because he kills a baby. One of the satanic rituals that they show.
And then I had to leave a call because they killed the baby. And then her dad.
Her dad's great.
That nervous fucking idiot. You get out of here with your devil worshiping. Not a devil worshiper. I'm a limo driver.
What you get kicked off the force for? Worshiping the devil? That's great.
Yes.
It's great. Please don't. I don't care how you get it, really, but make sure you watch the any one of them's really fucking great to watch, but watch the Champagne and Bullets cut. I mean, it looks the best it's going to, and it has all the footage there. So just fucking, if you can, if you have the means, spend the money because it's worth it. I don't know if it will be on sale or if they'll even have any left in stock by the time they have the sale, because the internet's starting to pick up over this fucking shit. So get on it if you have the means to. Or like I said, just get a couple buddies. I don't fucking have any friends, but hopefully you do, and you can throw in some fucking money. And it's worth it. I don't know what I can say. I know I'm the dickhead who's always just like, oh yeah, I'm getting this movie and this movie and this movie. However, at the end of the year, I could fucking write that shit off. So that's one fucking reason why. But yeah, definitely. Joe, you sell them on this shit. That's all I've been doing. I don't work for these motherfuckers. Like I said, I watched this many, 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 many years ago.
Like that's definitely worth a watch, and you're definitely going to laugh. It's going to take you a little bit to get used to it, you know, but once you do, once you realize, holy fuck, this is just a train wreck of a masterpiece here. You're going to be sold on it. And it's like I said, it was going to go in the for sale box, but I'm keeping it because I know I'm going to watch this again at some point. And shit, that's a mark of a good movie. It's rewatchability. Oh, shit. It's something else.
When things, start to be okay and we figure everything out, what's going on, and, you know, do our... I'm definitely going to go get this fucking poster for... Excuse me. Yeah, it's great. Let's hopefully we'll see him in a Mr. Renee movie or in a horror convention soon.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Vinegar Syndrome. They're fucking. Hey, if you know somebody at Vinegar Syndrome, bring them on down to Frightmare if it's still going on. Because those nurses at the hospital were very concerned.
Yeah. Well, yeah, something has gone down in Austin this weekend. Like I only heard the tail end of a news story, but it sounded like they were doing mask enforcements again out there. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you quit the game though. I didn't. I'm still in business, but I'm not making you shit. I can't. Wish I could, but fuck mm-hmm. You got more important shit to worry about. Oh fuck. I am not looking forward to next week at all. Like we have these couple days and normal.
Yeah.
Like it fuck.
Yeah, I imagine not, man. other than that, the last thing I watched was Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers. Like in the last installment, somebody busted Michael Jackson. Michael Myers.
Get that banana out of your mouth, Michael.
Out of jail. And now, fuck, I don't know. He's working like security in some underground, like cult fucking prison, asylum, research center, something like that. And some lady's having a baby. The lady busts out of there with the baby. And old Michael Myers has to hunt her down or some shit. And Paul Rudd is Tommy from the first movie, the little boy that what's her name, old Lori, was babysitting. And then I don't know what the fuck. This movie just, there's nothing to it. It's like one of these, it's like a Hellraiser sequel. It's like, hey, we just need to make another movie. It's dumb. The kills are shit. He impales a lot of people, but none of it looks impressive. It is John Carl Beekler, as you pronounce it, doing the effects on it. His mask is a little different, looks a little better, but his hair is all crazy and shit. I didn't like it. I'm not liking a whole lot of these.
There's one word I can use to describe Halloween 6. It would be blue.
Yeah, it's got a very blue tint to it.
If there's two words I could use to describe Halloween 6, it would be sucks dick.
Yeah, it does. It is I don't know, because I'm not a big Halloween fan, so I don't know if this is one that their fandom likes a whole lot, or if it's shit on or what, but
not a lot of people like it. Some people will say they do because it introduces that little tattoo he has on his wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people have that tattoo because they want to pretend they're Michael Myers.
Well, he got that in the last movie. But that one was worse than this one. At least this one was short.
Yeah, but there's two of these.
Yeah, I saw that there was a producer's cut, but that one you had to pay like $3. This one was free. So I didn't really give a fuck. There's nothing really that they could add to it that's going to make me say, yeah, this is good. You know, they would have to redo the entire fucking movie instead of just add scenes.
Now, there's more Loomis. But that's about it. People say they're going to like the producer's cut more just because it was this thing that was only on bootleg for so long. And, you know, oh, no, you have to see the good cut. This is no, what is.
I don't have to see it.
Yeah, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not good. None of them are good. No. Nah. Part 6 sucks. Part 5, part 4 sucks. 1's cool. 2's cool. 3's the best. 4, 5, 6 sucks. What's next? H2O?
I think H2O's next. And I've only seen H2O, pieces of that. I've never seen it all the way through.
And very of its time.
I guess it's the remakes after that.
I don't know. Then it's Resurrection.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which I haven't watched in a while. When you rewatch that one, I'll throw that disc in. But that's like, Jesus Christ, dude. So in Resurrection, Busta Rhymes is like the host of a web series, and they go to, I think it's Busta Rhymes and not Vivica A. Fox, but doesn't matter. They go to the old Michael Myers house to do like, oh, this is our Halloween haunted live stream. Oh my God, he's really there. And then there's two dork kids at a fucking party dressed like fucking the guys from Pulp Fiction, Vinny and Jules, like trying to tell them what to do over it, dude. And then Busta Rhymes and Michael Myers do karate and shit. Still better than the Rob Zombie movies, though. When you talk about that shit, I'm going to leave the fucking room.
I haven't seen those either, so. Yeah, that's not a
garbage.
And you know, that's the thing with these franchises, as we're learning with Hellraiser. It's like, fuck, you know, it's just people holding on to this nostalgia. Like if they saw it when they were an impressionable kid and maybe it scared them then, you know, they think it's still good. It's okay to change your mind about shit later on. You know, you can look at something and like I liked the first Hellraiser movie a whole lot. But, you know, watching it again, it's like, fuck, this is slow. And
but think about it now. You've seen a few Hellraiser movies. That first mm-hmm. one's looking pretty good now, huh?
I don't know. we'll get to that real soon. But, yeah.
Yeah, again, it's me. It's just the character. Michael Myers mm-hmm. is a cool character. Yeah.
So they'll go, the fandom will just pretty much go berserk with anything that he's in with it, right? Like they're already fucking pumped up about this new one, which is the fucking last part of this new trilogy that they've done.
Second part.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck, who knows? I you know, I don't keep track of it. I don't give a shit. Fuck Haddonfield, you know. It's dumb. It's dumb shit.
Yeah.
But I'll keep making those little knives.
I'm sure those are. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. I mean, I have it. If they say, oh, we got this new Halloween Blu-ray set, I'm going to pass. Like, yeah. The Jason one, that's cool. I like Jason and shit, and I definitely like those movies more than the Halloweens as a whole. But as we talked about when I got that box set in, a lot of pig fucking there. But yeah, the Halloween movies are definitely worse than the Friday the 13th. But Hellraiser might be the worst out of all of them.
Yeah, I've got on Halloween, I've got 1 and 3 that I've kept, and I don't need any of them. And they're just on regular Blu-ray. You know, I don't need an upgrade on any of that shit. I don't give a fuck about the special features or any of that. So I just need, you know, those two movies. And 3 is definitely the one that I'll rewatch more than 1 for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't watch shit, Joe. I had a fucking more important shit to do.
Well, how's your summer been, Tom?
Yeah, I fucking jinxed myself with this, I fucking guess. It's fuck one hell of a summer. It's been a fucking bitch-ass fuck shit of the last few fucking days. Like, goddamn living nightmare shit. God damn it. Has been one hell of a summer, hasn't it, Joe?
It has been. Mm. And it just keeps getting hotter.
Fuck.
So we continue our fucking examination of the Hellraiser films. This time, it's not just dead, it's deader. Hellraiser deader. I don't even know what that means. Oh, yeah, I do, in context of the movie. This is...
Oh, fuck. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Plug something or do something. I actually wrote notes for this one, but they're in the shop. So let me go grab these notes, if you don't mind.
All right.
Nah, fuck it. Fuck this movie. I'm not even going to take the time for it. Fuck it. Sorry.
So this movie, like I was saying, Carrie Warrer is the star, and she was a mainstay of Cinemax After Dark. You know, she did a lot of those steamy fucking erotic thriller movies. I can't remember the names of any of them.
Steamy?
Steamy, you know. She had her clothes off a lot. That's what it was, you know. She'd fuck a lot, but softcore fucking.
But you just see, like, the sides of rumps going back and forth.
Yeah, no penetration. A deader, she is a investigative journalist that will fucking go to any lengths to get her story. Like, at the beginning, she's investigating crack whores.
No, she's not. They're making you think, like, oh, yeah, we're just in this fucking crack house getting all fucked up. But it's just like a bunch of people that look like they've been abusing fucking crack cocaine and pills for years. But all they're doing is just smoking weed out of the cleanest fucking glass pipes you've ever seen.
I didn't say it was authentic, Tom. I'm just saying what the movie's trying to present here.
Yeah, but you got, like, right off the bat, you got to know that these people are fucked full of shit and have no idea what the fuck they're doing. Like, they're all twitchy junkies and shit. But I'm not talking about, like, a fucking actual crack pipe. I'm talking, like, an actual weed pipe with the fucking crazy designs and shit that you'd buy at a head shop. Perfectly clean. No resin in there. Like, the fucking house is trashed. Everything is fucked. There's rats. All that shit. yet these fucking junkies take the time after every bowl to fucking alcohol, clean their fucking pipes and shit. They're ridiculous.
White. You know, everybody in that house was white. So, yeah,
it doesn't.
White people clean bowls, man. So she goes back to the Daily Bugle, and Jonah Jameson has a new story for her. He shows her a videotape of some cult leader that kills somebody and then resurrects them. So he wants her to go to fucking Bulgaria or somewhere to get the skinny on this story. She does. She goes to Bulgaria, and the person she's supposed to meet there that like sent them that tape, she's deader, sitting on the shitter, and she's holding the cube, you know, the fucking Hellraiser cube that anybody can open real easily.
But not her, because she's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You stupid bitch. I hate this fucking character.
She does open it. She does open it.
Does she?
Yeah, but maybe
at the very end.
At the beginning and at
does
the,
she?
Yeah, maybe. Fuck, I think it was right a dream up sequence, but she just like does that little ring, and then
yeah,
it just,
and then you know, the worst fucking chains and the worst makeup. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate it. Like, I don't know if they were trying to make you hate the main character, but I fucking hated this bitch. Hate it.
So once she's got the cube, she starts seeing shit, you know. Just like seeing fucking Pinhead like in the shadows or some shit. She takes a ride on an orgy train. People are in there having parties, you know, doing drugs and fucking. She gets information from some dude there.
That was actually that was a rapper.
Is he a British rapper?
Yeah, it's Ouija Mac something like that. I'm not really familiar, but I know the face, and yeah, it was him.
Yeah, that was him. He gives her the information. She goes and finds the
cult. What are they called? Eurotrash?
Yeah, yeah. The That's cult what, are called the Debtors. That's where the culture title comes from. Yeah, and she like participates. Like she gets resurrected or something, killed and resurrected because she's like a chosen one that. The cult, they want to fucking take over the Pinhead world or something. I'm not quite certain what their motivation or how they plan to do
it. The guy's trying to take over the Pinhead world, and he's killing these people and then bringing their souls back from there and kind of making his own undead, like, zombie symbiote type people. Not symbiote. God damn it, you fucking asshole. Cenobite. Type people. Symbiote. I'm just gonna fucking go and hang myself. Shit's getting too much, Joe. Just talk about this shit I give no fucks about. I'm done.
Yeah, and Pinhead comes out and fights these guys, kills them, does the whole fucking hooks in the face thing that's been done in every one of these movies. It's the hooks in the face and pulling people apart. And I didn't mind this movie. I thought it was okay. I don't, you know, it's another one that could have been made not as a Hellraiser movie, but then really nobody at all would have watched it if they hadn't had the Hellraiser connection. I can see why Hellraiser fans don't like it because it's not a Hellraiser movie. But I thought it was okay. You know, it gets a lot of hate. And hey, fuck you. We don't like the same things, right? Fuck you. You know, I liked the last one, whatever that one was called. Inferno? Fuck yeah, that was good. It wasn't the last one. The one with fucking Boone from Nightbreed, I liked that one. The one with Kirstie, I didn't like. Fuck Kirstie, dumb bitch. I don't know. Yeah. Well, how many more of these we got? Three?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've never seen the next one, Hell World. So we'll see what the fuck that's all about.
They go to Mexico, though.
Yeah. From then, well, that's afterwards. That's when we get new Pinhead who lives somewhere in Texas or something because he's at every Texas show.
No, that's the last one.
Is
I've seen that one.
Hellraiser Mexico?
I think so. That's the next one, Hell World, where they go to a Mexican amusement park based on the symbiotes.
Well, shit, I have seen it, if that's Hell World. I thought that was a different one.
Nope. Then we got something. Then we got something else. The last one I seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Hey.
Hey.
Spider-Man's got a new villain this issue.
Fucking Javier Bardem, come on down.
Man Mountain Marco is introduced, and he would go on to become a villain for Luke Cage. He would team up with the Eel, I think, and they would fight Power Man and Iron Fist all the time. But right now, he's just a guy on his own. Well, not on his own. He works for the Magia, because you can't say Mafia in Marvel Comic, I guess, so they just call him the Magia.
Because they know they don't exist. It's just something made up by Hollywood.
They're run by an old guy named Silvermane, who I think at some point in his future he gets a robot body or something. But for now, he's just an old school mobster trying to get that tablet that that we've been fucking with for the past four issues.
And when Silvermane popped up, I said, "Ah, fuck! I remember what this tablet's for." Fuck.
I don't. So don't ruin the surprise for me, because yeah, this is getting deep with this.
There's no surprise. Did you see how old they drew Silvermane?
No, he just looks like an old dude, like an old banker.
Yeah, he looks very old. There's a lot of line marks around his lips. Oh, they usually don't go in that much detail.
He's a Skrull, is what you're saying.
No.
Okay. But, yeah, and they're trying to figure out the secret of this thing too. So they call in, or they bring in,
kidnap
Kirk Connors, the fucking
lizard. He's handing out signed pictures of himself. Yeah.
Although he's like a fucking biologist or something, they're going to call him in to translate this fucking tablet or bring him in, kidnap him.
Scientist is scientist. Stan Lee doesn't know.
No, he doesn't. He obviously doesn't know shit. We get a little bit more social relevance, you know, with Robbie or fucking Robertson or whatever. Joe Robertson talking with his kid.
White man's world.
Yeah, that shit is really, really dated and aged. Stanley uses a whole bunch of name dropping of celebrities that may have been popular at the time, but I have no idea who they were. And it's supposed to be funny.
Daddy Osmond.
Shit, I don't know. I didn't give a fuck enough to look up the names that he was dropping, but big slugfest with Spider-Man's and Man Mountain Marco, and it's not good. Not a good issue at all. It's just a big tough, you know.
What comes up next, you're going to say?
We'll find out, but I know the lizard's going to be there in his little lab coat and shit.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Sure hope an anal's coming up so we can delay this tablet story.
All right, I'll check. There should be one coming up.
So, Joe, you like Monstras?
Turns out I do. Because I didn't have to do any kind of looking up on the old internets for this list.
Me neither. Just strange, huh?
Wrote shit down. Yeah. So yeah, we're rattling off our favorite monsters, our top 10.
Movie monsters.
Movie monsters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck. There goes my list. Join us next week. Boy, God.
All right. Well, I'm doing movie monsters, and Joe's just doing monsters.
I'm doing monsters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got some honorable mentions.
On my honorable mention list, I have Abe Sapien. Let's say from the movie. I was thinking more of the comic, but sure, the movie. I've got the Xenomorphs from Aliens. Always thought they had a cool look. Kind of scary. I've got Gossamer from Looney Tunes. You know, the big red hairy guy. And he was in Space Jam. So that qualifies too.
Speaking of Space Jam, I finally, a week later, got the... today I got the a new proof for the jerseys. And everything looked okay, so they're sent out and getting done now. So we'll probably have them in fucking 17 weeks.
Yeah, China. Hmm. China. Then I've got Bizarro, the stupid monster version of Superman. And my last honorable mention is Gianna Michaels' tits. Some fucking monsters there.
So you got a tie.
Yeah, a tie.
Oh, shit. What's she doing these days?
I don't know. She posts an Instagram picture every once in a while. She's retired. How do you fucking retire from porn? Don't you just keep on fucking on camera? I don't know.
Well, for my list of movie monsters, my honorable mentions are David Alan Greer from Tales from the Hood.
That's a monstrous person. Terrible.
His name was Monster because he had the monster tattoo, remember?
No, I have to watch it again.
And then I have Guillermo, the monster from The Host. And then I have the werewolf from Dog Soldiers. And then I have just all the designs and monsters encompassing From Dusk Till Dawn. I think the look and all of that shit is pretty good. And then I have, it had to make the list, just because it is the monster, so I have the monster from Frankenstein. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Number 10.
At number 10, I have Eddie, the mascot for Iron Maiden, because I didn't take movie monsters, so yeah. I have a lot of posters of this guy on my wall. As a
My number 10 is the Gilman from The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Gilman. Number 9.
At number 9, I have Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors.
Would
also make my top 10 plants that sing list.
It got beat out by those singing fucking daisies from the Tex Avery cartoons, though. Number nine, I have the Beasts from the Feast series. I want to rewatch those sometime soon. At number eight,
I have him from the Powderpuff Girls.
Joe, he just lives a different lifestyle. He's not a monster. You need to know this. No.
And the Powderpuff Girls did have a movie. I don't know if he was in it or they were in it or whatever pronoun you're supposed to use. But
he might have been in the parody. So
I'm guessing it was, yeah.
Let's hope so. But apologize to all the monsters out there. Number 8, is that what we're on?
Yes.
I have the Humanoids from Humanoids from the Deep. Good stuff. Hot stuff. Someone should make a mask.
Yeah.
If only you could fucking buy one right now, but I ain't getting shit. You want to wait a couple months? Maybe. I wouldn't.
Number seven. I have the Incredible Hulk. But I was leaning more towards the comic book Hulk and not the fucking...
Ang Lee.
The fucking cartoonish fucking movie versions. Fucking Thor movie sucked, man.
Seven?
Yes.
I have a tie. I couldn't decide which, and I really didn't, you know, I had other things to worry about than doing this list and figuring where I'm going to put stuff. So as a tie, I have Gamera and Godzilla. Pretty much the same shit, so whatever. Yeah. Number six.
Number six, I have Aku, the demon villain in Samurai Jack.
The movie.
The movie. We'll just say those first two episodes are the movie.
I think they made a movie.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
He was in it.
Aku.
Bless you. I have Jack Frost from Jack Frost. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Number five.
I have Murray, the Dio mascot. Because I didn't remember this in the movies. And he's a monster, you see.
Well, my number five, I have Jason Voorhees from the Friday the 13th video game. Because I forgot this was movies.
Ah.
Actually, this is Jason Voorhees from a puzzle I got in 1998 from Spencer's Gifts. When they were just cranking out fucking everything. Number four.
At number four, I have a tie. And it's The Thing.
Yeah, that almost made my honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I just like Dust Till Dawn more.
Well, I mean, it's either The Thing from that great movie or The Thing, Ben Grimm. Either one. Take your pick. Okay.
I'll go with Ben Grimm then. Number four, I have The Bastards from Bad Taste. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Number three.
Number three, I have the Gilman from The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
And The Creature Walks Among Us.
Yes. The Creature, I don't know, sucks again. We've mentioned before, those movies are not very good, but the creature design is great. And that's all those movies really have going for them.
All the Universal movies. Number three. FastCustomShirts.com. The Leprechaun from the Leprechaun movies.
He wants his gold.
He wants me gold.
Yeah.
He wants me glow.
That's the proper pronoun. Me.
Number two.
And number two, I have the monster. Specifically, Frankenstein's monster. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, I have the Tallman from Phantasm. Sniff. And number one.
At number one, because I didn't remember that this was movies, but He's got a couple movies, but he looks like shit in them. Swamp Thing. Fucking favorite monster.
It's a good design. Well, some of them are. Some of them aren't.
Depends on who's drawing the fucker.
Yeah, that the Alan Moore, he didn't draw it, but whoever drew that one, I think that would be the definitive
look. John Totleben and Steven Bissett would alternate a lot, but Totleben's the man. Bissett's kind of just a grumpy old man now.
Aren't we all?
Mm-hmm.
My number one, Elmer from Brain Damage, which isn't any surprise, I don't think.
No, no surprise at all.
Because it's shaped like a giant dick. So, Joe, next week.
Next week, we're going to do the top 10 movies about plants.
Okay. So, next week, not sure if I'll be here. So, maybe you won't have a plant movie. Maybe you'll do a show with Kyle. Maybe there will be no show. Maybe you'll do a show by yourself. Maybe you'll do a show with somebody else. Or maybe I will be here. As I said, shit is not awesome.
Up in the air.
Yes, yes. Shit is not awesome over here. We got a couple days where we just have to wait until we get a call to get this surgery set up. And then we will go from there, see how the surgery goes and what they find. So, hoping for the best.
Yeah, and we're hoping right along with you, Tom. And yeah, hope everything goes well.
Thank you. So thanks again for everybody who hit me up with the well wishes and all that. I appreciate it for sure. It's very, very fucked right now. But it is what it is. It's life. You just got to try and have a positive attitude and move forward. So thank you again. Please still don't fucking email me with fucking bullshit because I don't fucking want that at all. But if you just want to say, hey, how's it going? Or post pictures of Paddington, that is fine. So again, thank you everybody. I am for the next couple days when I can, I'll be in the shop working on orders and just trying to do what I can, but it's I got maybe a day, maybe two to do stuff, and then it's everything's gonna be up in the air. But DWNProductions.net, have to just say that so it can be a write-off. So there's that. Don't buy anything now. Don't do any of that. But Joe shit, go.
FastCustomShirts.com. August is going to be insanely busy for me. I'm probably going to have to cut off custom work throughout that month. But you can always order shit from the site. If you're a 2X, you might have to wait a little bit because for some reason I can't get 2Xs. But hopefully that changes within a week or so. But yeah, go to the site, peruse, order, or don't, whatever the fuck.
Fuck it. All right. Well, that's it, everybody. Enjoy whatever you like to enjoy. And boy God. In Miami, want a big man now. In Texas, them want a big man now. In LA, them want a big man now. Watch